You're listening to DraftKings Network. You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
God bless football, Billy Gill.
God bless football, Mikey, eh?
God bless football, Stu Gatz.
Thank you. Left out Mike Fuentes. Wow.
Oh, wow. I'm in it now?
Yeah.
Is that a thing? Are we doing this now?
I don't know. He spent a week with us in Vegas. I feel like at the very least we could throw him a God bless football every now and again. You know?
Maybe just replace him with me then.
Yeah.
I don't like that, Mike. I don't like that at all.
I didn't go to Vegas. I just don't know. I don't know what
it felt that way.
It's the Monday after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Super Bowl Monday.
How you feeling, America? Super Bowl on a Saturday? Billy, what'd you think last night? What a great game. First half was a little bit slow. The second half picked up a bit. We got an overtime game. Got some free football, but Patrick Mahomes, he wins his third Super Bowl. So he is right there. He is tied with Troy Aikman. He's one behind Joe Montana, Terry Bradshaw, and he is trying to catch Tom Brady. But it was a great game last night.
It was good starting in the fourth quarter on, I think. It was pretty slow.
It was in the first half.
Yeah.
Yeah, tale of two halves, Billy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, plus overtime.
Three.
Was anyone else confused by the new overtime rules?
Tony Romo.
I couldn't figure
out. And the 49ers.
And my uncle.
Well, I was
and me.
I was confused as we were running out of time that it just rolled over. And then Tony's explaining it to me, and then I wasn't sure if Tony knew the rules. So I'm glad they scored because I have no idea what was going to happen in 3 seconds had they not.
I was thinking, I'm like, the Chiefs are awfully casual right now.
I was too. I was like, could you imagine they just run out of time and the Super Bowl ends like it hits double zeros? But
it just rolls over.
Well, according to Tony, yes. I don't know.
They're starting a new game. That's why the referee went out of his way to say we are starting a new football game right now. Because it just rolls over.
So it's Super Bowl 59 also.
Yeah. Well, my daughter.
So why even have a clock? Why even have a clock?
It's a good question.
If all you're going to do is just keep rolling it over.
Just switch the end zones, I think.
I got to be honest, though. I do like the idea of the clock just ticking down. It creates some urgency, even though there's no urgency. It's false urgency.
Urgency.
Every play should be at 3 seconds.
I have a question for you guys.
Yes.
So this is a technicality I'm going to try to skate on here. I had my Billy's Bets Big Boards brought to you by. I still don't have a sponsor. I don't know if we're going to be working on that because I don't know how many more Billy's Bets Big Boards there's going to be for the rest of the season. But since the season's over, if the season ended today,
yeah.
I don't know how many more we would have. But I picked Tails, and Tails did not win the opening coin toss, but won the second coin toss. And wow. I just said Tails would win the coin toss.
Right.
I think it's implied that it's the first coin toss.
It is.
If I want to cook the numbers here, if you're like, you know, Tails did win a coin toss.
Technically, I mean.
You want to know the crazy thing? The only one of my BB bets that I once got.
Yes.
Gatorade color.
Really? You nailed it. You did nail it.
Purple.
You did.
I was thinking about you.
That's what happens when you do the research. You know what I mean? It was an educated guess. I saw that by the end, purple was like the overwhelming favorite. And I think everyone just did the exact same thing I did, which was, they won last year. What color was it? It'll probably be the same color as it was last year if it's the same team winning again.
What happened to your other bets? You did no research or?
No, well, I did combine touchdown score, jersey numbers. Over 121.5, and it was all low-scoring numbers that scored touchdowns.
You needed Kelsey.
I needed a Kelsey. I needed a Kittle. That would have been the best, but it didn't work out.
Kelsey and a Kittle?
Yeah. 2K is cutting it up.
Yeah. I am proud to say that I had $100 on if the game will go to overtime.
Really?
Yes.
Well, the script said it was going to be the first double overtime Super Bowl, and it almost was by 3 seconds. That would have been something.
Right.
Could you imagine if it would have ended up being double overtime for all the script truthers out there?
It was plus 900. I won $900 in a $100 bet.
There you go.
Very excited about that. Do you like the new overtime rules?
Sure.
I mean, I thought it was pretty cool. I like it.
Yeah, we didn't really get to see it play out because the Niners didn't score a touchdown on the first drive. So it ended up being like a normal overtime. They kick a field goal, and then these guys back score a touchdown. The game's over.
I liked the old college football overtime rules. They changed them where now you have to do like the whole two. I like that. Just give everybody the ball at the 25 and let's go.
Yep.
Back and forth.
I like this because at least both teams get a chance to.
Yeah, no matter what. Yeah.
Get a chance to get the ball unless the defense scores on that first possession. So I don't know. I feel like it's better than what we're doing in the regular season. My daughters asked me, how does this work?
You said, I don't know.
Well, no, I gave them the regular season overtime rules. I was as confused as Romo. Romo was going, that play was for the season.
Yeah,
that
he did.
That play was for the Super Bowl.
He did
say
that.
No. I mean, Mahomes gets the ball back. Tony, it's your job to know that.
Well, you know.
But in Tony's defense, he was saying that for every play from the fourth quarter on.
This is
for the Super Bowl.
It is true.
Including the championship games.
It's definitely better than the old overtime rule, which is just get the ball, move it 20 yards, kick a field goal, game over.
Well, I think they made this rule in large part because of what happened with the Bills and the Chiefs up in Kansas City a couple of years ago, where I think it was the Bills who didn't get a chance to get the ball in overtime, and then they started to make all kinds of changes. What do we do?
Always changing the rules for him.
How you feeling? You know, a couple of days removed here from Vegas, from your encounter with Josh Allen. I'm exhausted, dude. I mean, Vegas got the best of me.
I have surprisingly okay energy today. I don't know how long this is going to last me, but I'm good now. I mean, it's late in the afternoon. It's 5 o'clock, so.
Right.
We made it.
Good job.
Thanks, man.
We did make it.
Yeah.
No more games, Billy.
No more games. I have a confession to make.
What?
I have 9 weeks of paternity to use still.
Hmm.
I think it's time to take a little break and
take a little vacation.
Spend some time with my babies.
Starting tomorrow.
Sounds like a real off season.
I mean, I'm not going to lose it. I'd be an idiot to lose that. You know what I mean? I think I have a year to use it, so I have until July. I don't know how I'm going to space that out. I have to talk to the bosses because I'm using that.
Billy's going to come back when the Chiefs come back. I mean,
ooh,
yeah.
It'd be great if I just now like take off and then I come back for camp. You know what I mean?
Yes. Like training camp.
Training camp, yes.
But you got to show your face at the draft.
I'll be at the voluntary one. I'll be there. I'll be a leader at the voluntary training camp. You know what I mean?
Then
I'll hold out. I'll go like 2 days, show my face, do a little holdout, come back. You know what I mean?
I have a question, Billy.
Yeah, go ahead.
So when Josh Allen sits down next to you.
Oh, boy.
And you know it's coming, the dumb face thing. And then Juju can't wait to throw you under the bus.
Yeah.
Because it's true. Stu said he wasn't going to bring it up unless you did. You opened the door and then Juju threw it.
I was
going to
bring it up. I forgot because Vegas.
Yeah. I was going to say, I don't think that he didn't bring it up out of like some sort of
courtesy.
That
he just forgot?
I thought that he forgot, and I was kind of banking on that he'd just get like the big like blurred like starry-eyed vision where he just like falls in love with the athlete and forgets to ask the question that's going to put me in a bad spot. And I was looking good. But I also knew like for the good of everyone involved, It had to come up.
It had to be asked.
It had to be asked. It had to come up because it was going to be a giant miss if it didn't come up.
Mm-hmm.
So I did somewhat open the door for Juju to bury me.
Right.
But if we're going to be fair,
right.
He started fighting with me first.
Yes.
When he was going after me about ketchup and all kinds of things. It was unnecessary.
Right. Yeah.
He was very contentious.
He was making judgments about
unhinged
you.
Unhinged almost.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, how dare he make judgments about you without even knowing you? I mean...
Who would do that?
I like that.
I like Josh Allen.
He's a good guy. He seemed cool.
He played along nicely.
Seemed very cool. And Billy almost nailed him on the pop star thing.
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he did nail him because his responses were basically a yes.
That was an admission.
It was.
You know what I should have done? I shouldn't have even implied it. I should have just been like, so, when you and Haley started dating, you know, like people were... And then just gone right at it, like if it was a fact.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's just very friendly and a nice guy with everyone. I don't think he remembers us or cares about us in any way, if I'm going to be perfectly honest.
I think you're wrong.
Yeah, okay.
He'll never forget you, Billy.
I don't think that he knows who I am. Or like, today, waking up, he has no recollection of me in
Mikey
any way.
Mikey, if Josh Allen was walking down the street down in Miami and Billy was strolling past him, you don't think Josh Allen would say, hey, Billy?
No.
No,
I don't think you'd get a Billy. You'd get a hey.
Not even.
Get a Billy.
Really?
I was actually thinking this, and tell me what you guys think about this. So we were staying a little bit away from the action in our hotel. The Circa was in like old Las Vegas, like
pretty much
downtown. Yeah, yeah, Las Vegas. So like it was away from the action. There was a lot of traffic, and we had a lot of things going on like behind the scenes. It had like late things to the point where it was like at a certain point you have to decide, do I want to get engaged in the traffic going all the way back to the strip to do things, or do I call it a night knowing we have this going on tomorrow, right? So I saw that night after we had Josh Allen on the show, Gordy Gronkowski was hanging out with him, like amongst other people, like in a group, like Gordy put up a post with him. And I thought to myself, because we had been talking to Gordy and Mojo and stuff behind the scenes about like catching up and whatever, hanging out. And I thought to myself, if I had gone to meet up with Gordy and was in this group and Josh is there, would Josh have any, would he remember the fact that we even spoke earlier that day? And I'm betting no, he would not have.
Hmm. I'm saying yes, he would have.
I don't think so.
Really?
We also had this guy that works for DraftKings named Hank come up to me and say, like the next day, and he's like, yeah, Josh hated that interview. He hated all of you. I was like, okay.
He was wrong.
Thanks,
Hank. No, he was wrong.
No.
I thought Josh Allen had a great time.
Really?
Yeah, he was smiling. And
I got to be honest, because he had his back to me, and I couldn't really see the faces that he was making, I had to trust Billy on this. I couldn't tell whether or not there was real tension there. I couldn't. I have to be honest, Billy.
Yeah, well.
Like, I think maybe we're trying to justify it by saying, he enjoyed it. It was good. It was fine. He was fine with it. He was playing along. But was he pissed? I have no idea.
So you've turned. You're on Hank's team?
Yeah, Team Hank.
Anyways, the Super Bowl was yesterday. Why are we talking about Josh Allen's interview?
I don't know. Does Mecole Hardman have more Super Bowls than Tariq Hill?
How crazy. Yes, so.
He started the season in a jet.
He was in the doghouse, and now he's a hero.
Can you believe that worked out that way?
Yes.
Also, terrible job by him throwing the ball. Terrible job. That ball would never have left my hand. Ever, ever, ever. Just tossing it to the ground to celebrate. Oh, yeah. Huge miss.
How does that guy have more Super Bowls than Tariq Hill?
That's the right place.
Yeah.
Right time.
Place with a better quarterback.
Because don't forget, he started with the Jets.
Yeah.
So he was lucky to get traded back.
Well, not just that. He went to the Jets in the offseason. Yeah. Then he came back to the Chiefs.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he was a little poopy when he came back. He wasn't great. Everybody thought as soon as he comes back, oh, my God, this is going to fix the Chiefs offense. He's going to take off. That's what I said. I had him on fantasy. I was like, oh, my God, this is about to be like
number one guy.
Yeah, this Mecole is going to be Hardman. Awesome. Yeah. And it didn't work out that way at all. Right. At all. Like, he was not great at all when he went back to the Chiefs.
Just took a while.
Yeah.
That's really what happened. It just took a while.
This is a guy who started the season by dorking out because he was meeting Aaron Rodgers, okay? Dorking out. Meeting Aaron Rodgers as a member of the New York Jets, and he ends the season, Mike. And you and I can certainly relate to this pain. He ends the season. He catches the last pass of the season, and he wins his second Super Bowl for the Chiefs. God, I hate them. I hate the Jets. God, leave me alone. Go to hell.
Who?
I'm tired.
You're telling God to go to hell?
No, I'm telling the Jets and Mecole Hardman to go, just all the Jets.
He had no touchdowns in the regular season.
I know. When it matters most.
Yep. And he had the big catch in the first half that Pacheco ruined.
This is why you don't leave Patrick Mahomes, man.
Never.
Tariq Hill, big mistake.
And we're back.
We are.
Stugatz.
Yeah.
Did you know that heart disease risk factors such as diabetes or high blood pressure can increase your chance of a heart attack by up to 2 times? Learn more and assess your heart risk factors at checkyourheartrisk.com. Brought to you by Bayer Aspirin, the official sponsor of Fans Hearts. You know what that means, Stugatz?
What?
It's time for Bear's heart racing moments of the day.
Ah, the heart racing moment of the day. My favorite time of the day.
It's exciting.
Yes.
My heart's racing.
Is it?
It is.
Really?
I have the heart racing moment from the Super Bowl if you guys would like it. Would you like my heart racing moment from the Super Bowl?
I would. I think that's the point Absolutely. Of the segment. We're supposed to go around the room.
Well, I know, but I'm saying it like casually in conversation, not like, you know, this is.
Right. I got it. Right.
Yeah. I'm trying
doesn't feel forced.
Just like, exactly. Like, naturally just tell you, like, I want to discuss my heart racing moment brought to you by Bear Aspirin.
So you have a heart racing moment.
I do.
And Mikey, you have a heart racing moment?
I do.
Wow.
Fuentes, you have one as well?
I do.
I have one as well.
Look at that.
We're ready to go.
Wow.
Look at us. Just sitting around the Super Bowl thinking about heart racing moments.
Yeah. There you go.
All right. First, Billy.
My heart racing moment came with 6 minutes and 5 seconds left in overtime.
Wow, you have pinpointed it down to like an actual time left on the clock. Okay.
Not that it mattered, but because, you know, the time didn't matter. It was just going to roll over into a second overtime.
Mm-hmm. It was a new game.
It was a new game. Yeah. Anyway, so with 6 minutes and 5 seconds left in overtime, the 49ers are up 22-19, 4th and 1. And as Tony Romo put it 17 times, this was for the Super Bowl.
None of the plays were for the Super Bowl. None
well, this one was for the Super Bowl. If the 49ers stopped the Chiefs here, it was over. This was for the Super Bowl, which I think everybody knew, and I could be wrong. I think everybody at home was thinking the same thing. The Super Bowl is not going to end on this play. This is not going to end with the Chiefs on 4th and 1 going for it and the 49ers defense, as good as they were, stopping the Chiefs on a 4th and 1.
Correct. I didn't think it for a second.
So the question becomes, what's the play? What do they do? Who do they go to? 4th and 1. Super Bowl on the line.
Yes.
Patrick Mahomes rolls right, keeps it. 8-yard run. Boom, fresh set of downs.
Quarterback keeper.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And that was it. My heart was racing.
He was great. He was great. Every time they needed a play, the best quarterback in the game gave him a play.
He started out slow, though.
He started out very slowly. He picked it up, obviously, in the second half. And you know, you want to sit here today and say he's the second greatest quarterback of all time? I'm good with it. I'm fine with that. Okay. Even though I do the ring things and Montana has 4, I think, you know, Mahomes will get to 4 eventually. I don't know if he'll get to Brady, but he will get to Montana. So, anyway, Mikey A., your heart racing moment.
I'm going to take you guys back to the third quarter when it seemed like the Chiefs were trying to get back into it, but they were starting to stall a little bit. On a 3-and-out, they punt, and it hits somebody's ankle. And it's just one of those things where it happens in football. You can't really do much. And
mm-hmm. Yep.
Chiefs recovered it. Next play, Marquez Valdez-Scantling gets a touchdown.
Yep.
Heart racing moment.
MVS. Yep.
That's football, man. Yeah. Right, a guest here on God Bless Football.
Yeah, brought to you by Charmin.
Yeah, right before they went to Europe for that game, right?
Yeah. Went to Germany, told us all about the toilet paper they were taking.
That play, that turnover did kind of turn the game, right? Chiefs got the ball, they get the touchdown, they get some confidence, and they start moving the ball every drive after that.
Yeah, so. I was dogging Ray McLeod so bad because I'm like, you idiot, why are you trying to pick that up?
Yep.
And then I saw the replay. And it's like,
smart play.
I'm like, he's trying to save it. Yeah, he's trying to save it. Yeah. Is it my turn?
Yes, it's your turn.
Okay, there was a time, I don't remember the exact time like Billy did, but Rasheed Rice catches a ball. They like ran him out of the backfield on a 3rd down. He was lined up with Pacheco, and then kind of he comes across like this.
Yeah.
He gets the 1st down, but then he gets clocked. The ball pops out, almost looks like a forward pass, ends up right in the hands of Watson, and he goes down. But I thought at that moment, if they lose that ball, that it was going to be a because at the time, the 49ers were actually dominating the game.
Play for the Super Bowl?
Yeah, it was a play for the Super Bowl. You're right. Yeah.
Rashee Rice was very upset last night in that game.
He was.
Yeah, Travis Kelce bumping into Andy Reid.
That was out of control.
Imagine the storylines if they lost that game. Oh,
but they won, so who cares?
Yeah. It's a love tap today, but imagine if they lost. I mean, forget it. And then you have Rashee Rice. And by the way, Kelce and Andy Reid both announced they'll be back next year, try to go for a three-peat. So that's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting if Bill Belichick calls the Niners owners. Just, it's going to be very interesting. Just throwing that out there.
What are
Kyle
you throwing
Shanahan
out there?
Enough of Kyle Shanahan.
What is this? What's this now?
Did Kyle Shanahan ever realize that perhaps what's keeping him from winning a Super Bowl is a good quarterback? Anyone?
What?
Huh? What's he tries to do it with Garoppolo. He tries to do it with Purdy. He keeps falling short, and he falls short to good quarterbacks.
Well, I mean, he tried to do it with Trey Lance, but that didn't work out.
Well, they traded Trey Lance.
Yeah, and I know, but he tried to do it with what he thought was a good quarterback, and it didn't pan out.
They lost 2 first-round picks for Trey Lance.
Okay.
You can't make that mistake.
He made it to the Super Bowl.
Twice. But hasn't won one yet, Billy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's Marv Levy.
I did actually see stats that were comparing. It was like what he's done, what his record has been thus far in the playoffs, whatever. And it's eerily similar to Mike McCarthy in the same amount of time, except Mike McCarthy had a Super Bowl win
right
this far into his career.
Yes.
Yeah.
People are not making a big enough deal about the fact that the Niners missed an extra point.
They
did. Huge extra point.
Yeah.
I mean, Moody.
For the Super Bowl, you know.
Is that your heart racing moment?
No, my heart racing moment is anytime they throw the ball to Marquez Valdes-Scantling.
Yeah.
You just don't know what's going to happen. It could be a touchdown. It could start off as a 15-yard reception, and then he goes backwards 17 yards. He could drop a ball. He could drop a ball he's supposed to catch a ball he's not supposed to drop. You just have no idea. It's a heart racing moment every time somebody throws him the football.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic heart racing moment.
Thank you.
Really good one.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
You win.
I do, huh?
You win the heart racing moment.
All right.
Yeah, you win.
Mine sucked now that I think about it.
Going out on top.
Yeah.
Why is that?
This dude's is just so much better.
You know.
Yeah.
How do you run backwards in the Super Bowl? How do you lose 4 yards on what should be like a 6-yard gain?
Because you're scantling.
Chris Jones is very upset.
He was so mad. Chris Jones was ready to fight. You did not want to upset Chris Jones.
Did you see Patrick Mahomes just looked confused? He was like, how? What?
That's the experience.
You almost want to see a point.
Yes, but that's what happens when you throw the ball to Marquez Valdes-Scantling. I bet you it was Mahomes' heart racing moment.
He also looked very upset at the Pacheco fumble in the first half.
Oh, he was.
Yeah.
Which was preceded
by a huge catch by Mecole Hardman.
Yeah.
52-yarder.
I can't believe we're saying this. Hardman.
Not the best weapons on that Chiefs offense, I'd say. But
how?
They found a way.
How? They lost Tariq Hill. They've won 2 Super Bowls. How?
I mean, Patrick Mahomes is good.
He is.
Travis Kelce is good.
So is
that
defense.
That guy, he's good.
Yeah. Defense was very good.
Defense is great.
Very good.
I mean, throughout the playoffs, the defense has been great. Yeah.
Didn't affect Christian McCaffrey, but they have been very, very good.
No, but I want you to think about this. They held the Dolphins, one of the best offenses in the NFL, this defense did, to 7 points.
I mean, it was also like frigid weather.
I understand that. They held Josh Allen at home to 24 points. They held Lamar Jackson at home to 10 points. And then the Niners scored 22. Their defense is great. And Patrick Mahomes is great. Period. End of discussion. Okay. He's great.
Big game for Harrison Butker, too.
It was.
Oh, yeah. Discussion's over.
We had two record-setting field goals in that game. Moody hits a 55-yarder. Bucker comes back. It's 57.
What a night, huh?
Yeah, but I don't trust
records
Moody.
Left and right.
No, me neither.
I don't trust Moody.
The rookie? How can you?
You don't trust him just because he missed an extra point. Had he not missed that extra point, you would have been saying
blocked.
This.
It got blocked. It got blocked. Yeah, that's different. You can't do anything about that. Yeah.
Right. That's why you're saying you don't trust him, though. But in fairness, had that gone through, they would have won the Super Bowl.
There's something about, I don't know how to do this. He doesn't induce confidence. Like when Bucker strolls out there, I think that he's going to make the kick. And when this guy strolls out there, it's, you know, coin toss.
Okay.
Kicker analysis. Super Bowl, baby.
I don't have faith in him, Billy. I'm sorry. Seem to disagree.
I just don't think much of him.
You're not in the Moody?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Nice.
Was it?
I liked it. Was that nice? I thought it was good.
Wow.
I'm in a good mood. It was a good Super Bowl.
A good mood.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, so what do we do now? Do we shift to the draft?
Right. Well, we got to talk about the
free agent. You got free agency coming.
Yeah.
We got to talk about NFL honors too.
What about him?
I think Puka Nacua got robbed.
You were doing this whole thing, and I think that you're the only one that thought that. Like, I think everybody's
in love with CJ Stroud. Puka Nacua set receiving records, like records. Like, right, rookie receiving records.
I know, but all these awards are for quarterbacks.
Yeah, but that's the crap part of it.
Like Billy was saying, if San Francisco won, Brock Purdy likely would have won.
Yeah, we were talking before who would have won the MVP. I'm like, I wouldn't have been surprised if it was Brock Purdy. That's how they do it.
He had zero touchdowns.
Juwan Jennings.
Juwan Jennings had more passing touchdowns than Brock Purdy. How are you going to give it to
you? Think they would have passed up the opportunity if Brock Purdy beat Patrick Mahomes in a Super Bowl? You think they would have passed up the opportunity to give the MVP to the last pick in the draft?
That would have been a marketing thing, but it should have been Christian McCaffrey. I think he had 8 catches for 80 yards, and he had like 95 yards rushing.
He's good.
He would have been the MVP.
He's good. How about Greenlaw just tearing his ACL?
That was so insane.
Crazy.
Who warned you about that field?
You did. That's right.
You did.
He did.
You actually did. You actually did.
He did.
You were out on the field. You went there for media night, and you were concerned about it afterwards. You did.
I don't want to be that guy. Duke. But some people put their hand in the dirt and they go around and they say, you know what, this dirt's moving a lot.
Yeah, but some people just trip over their shoelace. And
Mikey, hey, can we talk about something about the Puka Nacua thing before we move on? So we were out. It was Stugatz, myself, Mike Fuentes, and Juju at like the Mina Kimes and Dominique Foxworth live podcast thing.
It was fun.
And then all of a sudden, Mike Fuentes is just like, ugh! Like he just like has this reaction. And we're like, what happened, Mike? And then he goes and he shows the phone to Stugatz and to me. He goes, Puka was robbed. And it's like, dude, why do you care so much about who won rookie of the year?
I met him.
He
was a nice guy. You know, right. He gave us a good time.
He loved the song. Crazy reaction to it.
It was odd.
He was robbed. I think everybody thought it was going to be CJ Stroud, but okay, say so.
He's a nice guy.
You know? We get that, but we were watching a show.
He loved the Puka Nacua song. Nice guy.
So, Stugatz, it was an exciting game.
Yep.
It was an exciting week out in Vegas.
It was.
One of my highlights is one that I don't think most people would be excited about.
Yep.
Coming back from the Super Bowl and having the Super Bowl and the whole week, I love as just like a general celebration of football.
Yes.
It feels like a reunion of sorts because, like, obviously you're like in this industry, but you don't see these people all the time unless you're like an actual traveling game day reporter. And even that, those people are spread out. So you don't get a chance to see all of these people all in one place. Like, correct. It's just, it's great. And I get
to see Mad Dog once a year. It's at Radio Row. He calls you Mr. Gill.
Well, he called me Mr. McGill, but that's a whole nother thing. Classic, I didn't even mean
classic doggy.
I didn't even mean Mad Dog. I meant people that I actually know.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Well, you know Dog now.
And there's people that I saw that I was like, I learned this week. There's people that you see and you see them like the first day. You need to go up and say hello to them the first day because you may not see them again, especially this Super Bowl. Like,
yes, yep.
I saw a lot of people like media night. And I was like, oh, I'm not going to go bother them. They're like working or whatever. I'll say hi to them later.
I got
in the
5
week.
Days left. Right.
Didn't see them of again course. The entire yes. time. And then I feel rude because there's that whole thing of like,
you had your moment.
No, right. But it's like, right. Did they then see me? And then I'm like the rude person that didn't say hi to them, that whole thing. Right. Yeah. Anyways, but not what I was excited about. I was excited to see a lot of people. I was excited to be out there and just kind of be part of it. One thing that I was very excited about, I had In-N-Out for the first time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I liked it. I liked In-N-Out. Nice buns. They weren't hard. They weren't dry. It was like a buttery bun.
Yeah.
I didn't go crazy and do like the whole animal.
I do too, Mikey. Yeah, you're right. I love a good bun.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. Big bun guys over here. I didn't do the whole animal style thing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I didn't know what that was going to entail. I wanted to just... I guess I should have done that if I was going
to
do it.
No, you wanted
the right way.
See it in its purest form.
Yeah.
Just bun and burger.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah.
Nice little burger.
Good fries.
Okay fries.
I don't love the fries.
What? Really?
Yeah, I don't love the fries.
Okay fries.
Yeah.
You get a milkshake or?
No. See, this is the thing. I didn't know what I was supposed to be doing. I went with Mike Fuentes. And
amateur.
He knows everything except for when we were there. Then he didn't tell me how to eat properly.
I said do the animal style, but I don't know if you're like an onions guy.
Did you?
I've never eaten meals with you, Billy, so I don't know.
Me and onions don't have a great history together.
There you go.
Really?
Yeah, that's true. Put you in the hospital.
Yeah. Well, that's right.
Yeah. Just that,
he
that
ate
little
a raw
thing.
Onion. I mean.
Yeah. That little thing.
It was raw.
Yeah.
He bit into it like an apple.
That's just a story you don't really tell people, you know?
Yeah.
I went to the hospital because I bit an onion.
How about Reba? Made me sweat it out. Jeez.
She hit it, though.
I know.
Hit the over.
At the very end, she did.
Really?
She carried those last couple of notes forever.
Yes.
For a lifetime.
For America.
She was getting towards the end for the over. she was getting towards the end at about 2:22. And then she held those notes and did it. I think the official time was 2:40. I had a good night last night.
Did you?
Well, I had the overtime, 100 to win 900. I had the Chiefs to win the game. I had heads. I had the national anthem.
There was a prop bet for non-quarterback to make a passing attempt.
Yes.
I got that one.
And non-quarterback throw a touchdown.
It was 2.5 guys throw a pass over or under. 2.5 people will throw a pass in the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
that was it.
And then I saw that, and then I'm like, wow. So if you had non-quarterback passing touchdown and non-quarterback pass attempt, and you parlayed them, you made a bunch of money off that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I have a top 5 teams to keep an eye on for next season.
All right, let me get the fanfare ready.
Wow. Oh, boy. This is exciting.
I'm already on to next
season. I already hate this.
Well, why do you hate it?
Because I know who you're going to put on the list, and I'm going to be upset.
You don't know.
I know who you're going to put on.
You have no idea who I'm putting on the list. No clue.
Did you put him on the list? Did you?
We'll find out together.
Oh, boy.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Yes, you do. You look over my shoulder and you know very well who I'm talking about.
What do you mean? I'm ready when you guys are.
Do you have OLIs or just top 5?
Just 5, straight 5.
Okay.
Yeah, just a straight 5. Number 5.
Are the Chiefs a dynasty?
Yes, they are now.
Yes.
Yeah.
They weren't. I went on that rant. I've gotten nothing right on the Chiefs, by the way.
Yeah.
Nothing. Okay. I criticized Andy Reid when he got rid of Alex Smith for Patrick Mahomes. I told everyone the Chiefs are the team you want to face headed into the playoffs this year. Yeah. They were the last team you wanted to face headed into the playoffs this year. Tony Romo said as much. It's the only thing he got right last night. I like Tony. No, I don't care how much
for the Super Bowl.
Listen, I don't care how many things he gets wrong. He gets me excited.
Does he?
Yeah. Doesn't matter. You know?
It's kind of crazy. And I was thinking about this. So Patrick Mahomes, if he retired today, is a Hall of Famer.
Yes.
Obviously. If he retired before the game.
First ballot.
Yeah.
Hall first ballot.
Famer. Easily.
If he
retires.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And he was the 10th pick in the first round of the draft.
Correct.
Andrew Luck.
Yep.
What bad luck.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you thought Andrew Luck was going to come in and just dominate the league. He was going to be the next thing.
He did for a little bit. Not dominate, but he had some good seasons.
He was very good. Yeah. Very, very good.
He was good, but he dealt with injuries and it just didn't pan out. And then early retirement and that's done. He's not going to sniff the Hall of Fame. He's not going to get anywhere close to it.
Nowhere. No.
Crazy. The way football works out.
But why are you thinking about Andrew Luck this morning?
Well, because I was just thinking about how much Patrick Mahomes has accomplished at such a young age, how he could just retire right now. And he'd be a first ballot Hall of Famer,
easily.
One of the greatest quarterbacks of all time.
I think people would say if he retired today, Patrick Mahomes is a top 2 or 3 quarterback of all time, easily, and they're right.
And it's just in like 6 seasons.
A 5-year window, yeah.
Yeah, or whatever.
Five years a starter.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's not 29 yet.
He's going to be the guy like Brady where we're going to have a Hall of Fame career in the beginning and a Hall of Fame career at the end.
He has 3 Super Bowl MVPs. He's won 3 Super Bowls. He lost 1 to Tom Brady. That doesn't help.
Well, I mean, that game, I remember it was a lot of offensive line hurt.
He lost to Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Tom
Brady.
He lost to
Tom
Brady.
Tom Brady.
Yes. He lost to Tom
It's okay
Brady.
If you lose to Tom Brady. Yeah, it's okay.
Right. So if he wins 3 more with the Chiefs, 2 more Super Bowl MVPs, which Brady has 5, and then 1 Super Bowl with the Carolina Panthers, we have something to talk
you gotta
about.
You got to win somewhere else. You're right. Yeah.
But Billy, you're right. If he retires today, it's funny how football works.
It's crazy. And like the thing is, so he has 3 now and he's 28. Mm-hmm. It seems insane to get 7. Like, it seems insane.
Yes.
Let's say he plays till 40. He has 12 years to win four more.
Which is a lot.
Billy, yeah. He's won 4 and 6. I mean.
Well, he's won 3.
I mean, he's won 3 and 6. Been to 4 and 6.
It's the fact that it's possible is just crazy.
I know, but over the next 6 years, if I tell you he's going to make four more Super Bowls, you're not going to be surprised.
I would be surprised. If they make four more Super Bowls in the next 6 years, I'd be surprised.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And that's a lot.
And he just did it.
But it's hard to do. That's saying eight over 12 years. That's a lot.
I think what the Chiefs really need to prioritize now is, like, this guy's going to be good forever, but you need to find your next Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
Because he needs that guy. Like, sure, he can do it with this, like, mishmash receiver core, but he needs
help.
He needs one guy at least. So,
well, they'll get him a guy, don't
well,
you think?
That's the thing, but you need to find that guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, they got him Rice. Rice is only going to get better. I'm not saying he's the guy, but you're right. You have to start thinking past Kelce.
At least one guy. Right. Like, because, or start look, you know, hopefully Sam LaPorta has a little bit of a mishaps in
Detroit. Kelce had 91 yards last night. It's not like Kelce's slowing down, but in 2 or 3 years.
He's going to eventually, yeah.
Well, no, and he's announcing he's coming back. You wonder how long is he going to play.
Yeah, I figure like 2 more years for him, but you got to look for the next guy.
Why would you leave this quarterback?
I wouldn't. If I was him.
If you're Andy Reid, if you're Travis Kelce, if you're any of these guys.
Travis Kelce retiring, Kelce, that would be ridiculous.
But
well, he's not.
But on the other side of it.
Yeah.
On the other side of it, there's got to be guys lining up to go play with him. Like,
you would think,
any free agent, if Kelce leaves, is going to be like, I'll be that guy. I'll do it.
Yeah, of course.
But, you know, if Kelce said, I'm going to marry a billionaire and disappear, I would.
But Kelce's already said he's coming back next year.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're thinking 2 or 3 seasons down the road.
I think he has like 2 years left on his deal. So I think when his deal's over, he's done.
What do we think of Taylor chugging her alcohol when they showed her on the screen in the stadium?
It's not her. I mean, she's not punching the cameras. Like,
I liked it.
Yeah.
So did I.
I hate people like, oh, look, she's on screen again. She's not making a decision. Yeah.
I know. I like that she played to the crowd. I'm sure that was happening before her too.
Yeah.
And then she's like, okay, this is what we're going to do.
Sure.
Yeah. I got this.
I'm a football girl. Let's do it.
I like Taylor Swift. I'm not going to be the one hating on Taylor Swift. Not going to happen. Not going to get it from me. Not today.
Why does this bother people?
I don't know.
Who cares?
People have miserable lives.
They have a great relationship. They're in love. It seems like they're in love. I mean,
Travis is going to mess that up.
Oh, why do you have Travis messing it up? Why do you have it?
Why?
Yeah.
Because I have a brain.
Why can't Taylor mess it up?
She can't. Look.
She could, but I'd have my money on him, too.
Yes. Yeah. If you were to guess.
Yeah. And then the next album, fire.
It's already coming out.
I know, but
the breakup album
is always the best album.
Do you think she wrote the breakup song already?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering,
he has it in lock.
Do you think there's a preemptive breakup song just in case? Just in case something happens between now and release date.
It's in the chamber.
It's in there.
Adele would do it.
For the sales?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could you imagine sabotaging your own relationships just to release songs? That is so great.
And Travis is like, wait a second. So we didn't break up yet.
I love you, but this song is fire.
Look,
I can't just release it.
I hope they're in love. I hope that they never break up, right? But if I was in a sports gambling state.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
And I had a Billy Sacks Big Boys brought to you by.
Amazing.
And the question was who messed up?
Yeah.
I mean,
if the relationship ended today.
Exactly right. If the relationship ended today and I had a Billy's Bets Big Boards brought to you by on who caused the breakup,
right?
I think I'd be taking the heavy favorite.
Mikey A, do you agree?
Yes.
But I hope that they don't. Again, let me get out in front and say I hope that they don't. Right. I hope that they don't, but.
You're hoping this lasts forever.
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah. Why not? Why would I not want people to be happy?
It's a great story.
Yeah.
It really is.
Anyway.
Listen, I have my daughters into football games that they normally would not be into.
My cousin told me the same thing.
And for that, I am grateful. I'm sorry.
My cousin told me the same thing. He has an 8-year-old daughter. He goes, my daughter's never watched more football with me than she has this season.
Right.
I'm so happy that this is happening.
My daughters will watch the Jet games with me. They'll watch the Dolphin games with me. They'll never sit down and watch, you know, a random Chiefs game with me. They're doing it for one reason and one reason only. I mean, it's great.
Yeah, it's all like
random
a big
Chiefs game, like the Super Bowl.
Well, no, just like, you know, Chiefs, Dolphins, Chiefs, Bills, Chiefs, Ravens. They like the Chiefs.
Yeah, I saw this big TikTok montage of just fathers with their daughters. It was like 2 minutes of just little girls going crazy whenever she was on screen, which is what the NFL wants, right? You're making new football fans with this. So.
Yeah. She's been great for the NFL.
We never got to your top five.
We'll get to it.
We'll get to it. Don't worry.
All right, coming up next. I've moved on to next season already. I am done with this season. I have my top five teams to keep an eye on headed into next year.
I know this isn't what we're here to talk about today because it's the Super Bowl.
Right.
But also, Waste Management Open was this weekend.
Yeah.
Last year, the Super Bowl Waste Management was in the same town.
Yes, Glendale.
Did you go to any of the Waste Management stuff?
I did not. No, I didn't.
No? Well, it seems as though Waste Management getting a little unruly. Seems like we've embraced it a little bit too much.
You know what? I was thinking the exact opposite.
Really?
PGA Tour, get over it. Once a year, you go to a place that's loud, that's obnoxious. And by the way, you've been telling everyone for years, it's the best weekend of the year on the PGA Tour calendar.
Yeah.
Billy Horschel, do me a favor.
Oh, boy.
Get over it. Jordan Spieth, once a year, someone talks during your backswing. Deal with it. I don't want to hear from the PGA Tour today. I don't. That's the problem. I mean, the guys that live, say what you will about them, they're over there having fun, playing in shorts, they're blaring music, and these guys, the one tournament they have where people are encouraged to go out there and drink, go out there and talk smack to the players, once they go a little too far, gonna get upset with the gallery. Bad look.
Did you see the guy that did the front flip into the sand trap? I'm shocked he didn't snap both of his knees. It was the worst front flip I've ever seen.
Wasted management.
Yeah,
right?
Sir. Hey.
Jeez, that was, I mean.
Jeremy Tashin. I mean.
Low-hanging fruit. Yeah.
So you feel like the PGA players are right?
Like, no, I don't think that they're right, but I'm watching. I'm like, oh, my God, how is this happening in a PGA Tour? Like, before, okay, hole-in-one, everybody throws their beer. Oh, you know, everybody's drunk, whatever. But, like, videos were kind of crazy. I'm like, I don't know how golf is going to put up with this for much longer.
First time they were suspended alcohol sales at a PGA event.
Wow.
Amazing. Yeah. Bad job by the PGA.
On the other hand,
drink more.
Yeah, exactly. Memories being made.
It's the one weekend they have.
You know who's out there is Liv is like, come on over. You know what I mean? Like, you guys want to do this every single event if you want. We don't care. Just anyone come, please. For the love of God, anyone come watch us.
Throw beers at us. We don't care. During the backswing.
You know that you want attention when you're like, hey, Billy Stigatz, you wanna participate in our Pro-Am day from now?
That's right.
We should have Bubba on this week. Our buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get his reaction to the Waste Management and the Chiefs. He couldn't go. You remember his wife had a college basketball deal.
It was her 20th or 25th anniversary of her team winning the national championship.
Making the Final Four.
Final Four.
Same thing.
So next year we get New Orleans. Shorter trip. Excited about that.
Much shorter trip. Down for that. Yeah.
But do you remember who wins the national championship every season in college basketball?
Oh, God, no.
No, me neither.
Who won it last year?
No idea.
It was in Florida Atlantic.
It was UConn, I think.
FAU Miami made the Final Four. I think it was UConn.
I think it was UConn. Yeah. And I was thinking that UM had a chance, and then I remember that UConn won every game by double digits or something. It was the first team that ever do that.
Yeah. UM made it to the Final Four.
They did, though.
Yeah. I think they beat San Diego State.
Yeah.
Weird Final Four.
Weird Final Four. San Diego State, Miami, UConn, and some other team.
FAU.
FAU is the other team?
Yeah, FAU. Oh,
there you go.
And FAU lost by 1 point. Yeah. They were almost to San Diego State. Yeah, they were almost in the national championship game.
Who cares?
That would have been crazy.
Well, we care now.
But I remember, yeah.
I mean, football's over.
That's right.
You know who I talked to?
NBA season started?
I talked to someone this weekend that was praising FAU. It was Ross Tucker.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Ross Tucker, one day, it was like on Wednesday or Thursday, I came up. He's like, hey, Billy, you the big Miami guy? I'm like, well, I live there. He's like, no, the big Canes guy? I was like, absolutely not. I dread them. Ugh, I hate them. Mm-hmm. They're my sworn enemies. Yep. And then we were talking about FIU, FAU, and he's like, I went to FAU last year. Great facilities. And we were talking about that.
It's an odd thing to talk about.
Well, you know, when in Rome, you're here talking about FAU. I had an FAU story from the Super Bowl I thought I'd share with you.
Well, thank
you. A little tie-in with Ross Tucker.
Ross Tucker was up early, man.
Yeah.
He eats a lot.
What?
No, I'm saying he's skinny. He's in good shape. But every time I saw him, it was him or Peter King hovering over the media room buffet. I mean,
did we give Peter King his gift?
We did not give Peter King his gift. No, we did not. Yeah.
That's upsetting.
I'm trying to figure out why Ross Tucker is so in the FAU. I'm like scanning through the
I have the answer for you.
Oh, okay.
He did an FAU game last year.
Oh, makes sense.
Yeah, he called the game. So he was just kind of like saying, I was down there, great facility.
It is a nice campus. Yeah. It's a nice campus. No one's there, but it's a nice campus.
Well, private, right?
Say what you will. They've built a good program considering like they
a good football program?
Yeah, coming up from Sunbelt.
Yeah.
I think they're in the Athletic, right?
The Lane Kiffin years were the prime years. We had Devin Singletary.
Atlantic, what are they in?
His offense, Lane Kiffin's offense, was give Devin Singletary the ball 60 times a game. Hmm. And it made sense because he was like the only NFL player on the whole team.
Would you say keep an eye on FAU for next season? Or
no.
You ready for my top five teams to keep an eye on? Thank you, Mikey. Good question.
Keeping an eye on this top five?
Oh, they're in the American, whatever it's called. FAU.
Oh.
Right? Is that what they're in now?
The Owls.
They were in Sunbelt Conference USA, and I think that they're now in the...
Who gives a hoot? Give me the top five.
Steve. There you go.
Interesting. I mean, interesting that Ross Tucker would tickle your fancy this morning.
I didn't think I was going to talk to anyone about, the American Athletic Conference.
Did not expect that name to be the guy.
No. Or that conversation.
Nice guy.
At Radio
Ross
Row.
Tucker.
I do like Ross Tucker.
Big guy.
Big guy.
Always eating.
Well, it's not... No, not like that. You know who else is a big guy? Cam Newton is huge.
He is.
An enormous person.
He is.
Yes.
Like, I know that we... Like, you would think, like, football players are great guys. But, like, I'm not saying that I'm like a big guy, but like I'm not like a small person.
You know
what I mean? Like when you look at
I saw the picture of you next to Josh Allen, same height.
Nah, he's like two inches taller or something.
But not that big. Cam Newton dwarfs Josh Allen. It's crazy.
He's 6'5".
Yeah.
And Cam Newton is like a brick house. Like he is jacked and he's now, you know, seasons removed from being in the NFL. That's when you kinda I feel like when you're 2-3 years removed. What's the proper window to really let yourself go? Because let's say
not the first year because you're thinking, all right, maybe I'll come back, maybe I'll get the call.
I think you get two years of that, maybe three years of that, where you're like, you never know. I'm gonna stay in shape just in case.
Just in case.
I feel like 3 to 7 is when you let yourself go, and then like year 7 is when you start thinking, man, This is going to get out of control quick if I don't stop it right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You think Brady's still in playing shape?
Yes.
Yeah.
He looked good in the commercials.
Yeah.
I will ask you guys this, okay? Because Billy told us about the report that Kyle Shanahan went after Tom Brady during the preseason, the offseason last year. Does Brady win that game last night?
I think he scores a touchdown.
Could you imagine if they would have, like, it's a Super Bowl week. They're, you know, working out or whatever. I wonder if they thought about it when they were having turf issues at their practice facility, because that was a thing that we heard about, was that the 49ers weren't happy with the turf.
Right.
I wonder if Kyle did have that little thought in the back of his head saying, you know what, Brock's got us this far, but what if? Mm-hmm. What if we reach out to old Tommy?
Yep.
TB12.
Tom would have won last night.
Well, because you know that's Patrick Mahomes' kryptonite.
Yes.
Like, and you don't make a big hubbub about it. You don't make it be a big deal.
Just hire Tommy.
Obviously, you do it, you know.
Under the radar.
Through all, exactly right. Under the radar. Through all of the, like, legal, you know, proper channels.
Mm-hmm.
But you keep it very tight-lipped under the radar. All of a sudden, they're announcing the name and at quarterback, number 12.
Yeah.
Tom Brady.
Yes.
The Chiefs would be shook.
Freaking out.
Absolutely shook. Mm-hmm. Shook.
Pat would quit.
Pat, he wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah.
He would be quivering.
Andy Reid retiring.
On the sidelines, not knowing what to do.
Billy, I'll take it one step further.
How can we?
It's a great question.
Great question.
I'll take it one step further.
Okay.
You bring Tom back.
Mm-hmm.
You have proven you can make the Super Bowl without Tommy.
Yeah.
You only star Tom in the Super Bowl.
One game contracts. Love it. Love it.
Hired gun for the Super Bowl.
On short notice.
I think he would have won that game.
He would have.
I think he would have won that game.
Yes. I have no
doubt. Spags would have been rattled.
Oh my God.
I didn't plan for this. What do I do?
They come out with Brady in the second half.
Oh, so you have him just kind of.
Oh, just half.
One step further.
They had a lead.
They had the lead.
Just hold the lead, Tommy.
Overtime.
He comes in. He's like the ace closer. He's the closer that comes in. He was just kind of like in the bullpen on short rest. He's out there like, oh, we need Randy Johnson. He pitched yesterday. Do we pitch him? And like Randy Johnson comes out and he throws 9 innings of relief ball. That's what Tommy does. He comes out at halftime.
Shanahan points to the bleachers. He goes, give me the righty.
Yeah, that was the lefty. Yeah, give me the righty.
Give me the righty.
And you're like, what the hell is Tom this Brady? Is he tapping his watch? What's he doing?
He
over
walks
there?
Down from
all
a box
of a sudden, yeah,
in full pads.
Comes out of the
with
tunnel.
All the rings on.
You're like, oh my
takes
God.
Takes them off one by one.
One by one.
Enter Sandman is playing.
I like that. He takes off his rings
one by one.
You see someone coming out of the tunnel. You're like, oh my God, George Kittle. Thank goodness he's back. He's recovered from. By the way, I don't know, like, how did George Kittle go into the tunnel and come out so quickly? Because he was out there like, oh, he's back. And it's like, just the way time works, how did he manage to get from whatever he was doing going into the tunnel to out like two plays later? It didn't make any sense to me. But you're looking, you're like, is it Kittle? Is it Kittle? Brady? Tom Brady? Ah! Stop the presses.
Spags quits.
Yeah. He just walks off the field.
Mahomes throws his hands in the air.
Yeah.
Camera cuts to
Reed retires.
Same exact look he gave when his receiver was running backwards. Yeah. It's like,
camera cuts to
Scantling.
Yeah. Andy Reid just gaping mouth open in awe. Andy Reid shocked. Doesn't know what to do. You have a top five, Stu?
If I was Marquez Valdez Scantling, I would just call myself the MVS of the Super Bowl every year.
I want to get it in.
I like that. The MVS of the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I would have his people pitch like, you guys want to talk to MVS of the Super Bowl? He'd be like, yeah. And then it's him.
He's 1-2 also.
Who, Scantling, last year and this year. They made him a two-time champion.
Hardman and Scantling have won more Super Bowls than Tariq Hill and Justin Jefferson
and Noah Gray.
And Jamar Chase. Yeah.
Noah Gray, two-time Super Bowl champion.
Combined!
They got them all of them.
Jesus Christ. Football. All right, top five teams to keep an eye on for next year.
Let's do it. That's
exciting.
Number five, Chicago Bears. They have two of the top three or four picks in the NFL draft. They have Justin Fields as trade bait. They finished the season good. Watch out for the Bears next season. Number four, the Chargers. Billy's shaking his head. Quarterback gets healthy. They get Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh's been to the Super Bowl with Colin Kaepernick. Watch out for the LA Chargers.
Even the Bears, they finished the season good. They were 7-10.
Yeah, but they finished well. Two of the first five picks in the draft, including number one overall.
That's a 2 or 3 year plan.
And Justin Fields is trade bait. Yeah. I'm just saying, watch out.
That's actually a great pick. Like, but they're finish 7-10 with the first overall pick. That's great.
You think they're going to be a first to last thing in the NFC North?
They could be.
They could.
I mean,
you think Lions are going to fall off?
Well, the Packers too.
Packers too. But they're going to be good.
Yeah. I'm just saying, watch
they're
out.
They're a wild
just
card.
Keep an eye on.
They're a wild card.
They're worth
best
keeping
next
an eye
year.
On. That's why you keep an eye on them.
Keep
wild
an eye on them.
And Chargers.
You watch.
We'll see. Number three.
I think the Chargers experiment's going to go terribly for Harbaugh. Sorry.
The Colts. Made the playoffs without Richardson. Get him back next year. Number two, the Texans.
Don't do this.
What do you mean?
Don't do this.
Don't. Please don't.
Don't do this.
Give it to me, Stu.
Don't.
Don't do this.
Give it to me, Stu.
Don't.
Number one.
Please don't.
The New York Jets.
Yeah.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.